Well, here's a question from Anne. She's living in Ireland, but she is from France.
Yeah.
Right, Anne.
And I'm quite European, so here's my question. What do you think about the euro in Sweden? Do you think it's a good thing?
The euro in Sweden? I think Swedish people will vote no because they don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, they think that a no, it doesn't mean anything, but a no is also a position to take, you know?
Okay.
If you say no to something, you're also taking a position, but many people think that a no is taking no position.
Okay, and what about you?
I think it would be good for Sweden, but I'm not sure that the people in Sweden will go for it this time. Maybe another time.
Okay.
I think it would be maybe 53% no and 48 or whatever.
Uh-huh,
yes.
So you like for yes?
Yeah, I would like. I would support it. I like the euro, you know. I'm in Spain. I've been traveling a lot, so I think it's very positive to be able to have a currency that you can compare different countries. If something is cheap or expensive, you know,
okay.
If you have different currencies, they're going up and down all the time. It's very difficult.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
okay.
thank you. This is the next question, number 7, and it's from Joseph from Canada.
Okay.
Hello, Jonas. I'm calling from. No, I'm here.
That's
from
Canada, anyway.
Yes, Toronto, Canada. Okay, here's the question. What do you think of this Acer meeting, and would you consider coming possibly next year?
The Acer meeting. You know, my sister was attacked with that fan. They're not so keen when people kind of come up suddenly to them. You know, I don't mind people around. I'm not so shy, whatever you say. But I think it's cool. And next year, if I know it a bit before, I could be there and say hi.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Cool.
All right. Thank you very much. Number 8 is a question by all the Italians, actually.
By
the Italians.
Lots of people.
Yeah. And Rocco would like to ask it.
Rocco?
Yeah. Hi, Jonas.
Hello.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah, nice.
You know? Okay, this question comes from me, Giulia, and Valerio. Right, we want to know how comes you decide to use the Italian word da capo for your song and for the album, because we're very proud of that, you know? We cried for an entire night when we found out.
I think it was a decision made by the capo before the album, but wasn't the album. I think it's okay, but the version before was much more straightforward, really a floor killer, but many people they won't bother. So another version come on the album in the end. But anyway, that they thought it was the first or second single. And that's what the album was called, Da Capo.
That's good. Thank you very much, Zona. Can't wait to meet you.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
All right, Jonas, now we've got someone from all down under, from Australia. And it's Courtney, and she wants to ask you a question as well.
What is it? Courtney?
Courtney, yes.
Hi, Jonas. This is Courtney from Sydney, Australia.
I've been there.
Yeah? It's great. Did you like it?
You know, Sydney, to me, it's like summer Stockholm combined with Miami.
Okay.
Very nice mixture.
Mm-hmm. My question for you is, why did you decide to make a profession out of your hobby?
Difficult one, huh?
Like having your own company, you know? I don't know the English for that.
Well, we've got Swedes over here,
yeah.
So...
You're not in your airport or something. You're having your own company, that's why...
Yeah.
How we started it, having a studio, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really a hobby that took over time. You know, I was studying at a university. First I studied full speed ahead, and then it was half speed, and then it was quarter speed.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the studio, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and the lesson was beginning 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I slept maybe 2 hours,
I sat down the left and I drank coffee and I said that this is not working.
No.
So it wasn't planned to be the profession.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's a nice hobby mostly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Here is.
I hope you understood.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
here's Laura from the Netherlands.
Okay.
Hi, Jonas, what's up?
I'm fine.
Hi.
Yeah.
My question is, what is the biggest difference for you to work with an artist or being an artist yourself?